Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good morning and welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Barbara Eldridge, your host for Trendsetting Women, and with me today is our leading lady, Renee Zhao, CEO and co-founder of Donation Match. Good morning, Renee.
Hi, good morning, Barbara.
You know, I picked a topic that says how to stay visible and charitable too, and it just fascinates me how what you have put together helps businesses keep their marketing going and yet still show up in a charitable way. So I'm eager for our audience to hear all about this. This is something that you founded?
Yes, it is. I had those unique challenges from both a marketing and a nonprofit fundraising perspective and thought that there should be a better way to do this for both sides.
So I am just so curious about who do you market to for Donation Match, businesses or nonprofits, and essentially, I assume that you get paid to do this.
Well, yes. So basically, here at Donation Match, we really do emulate a very familiar process to both the businesses and the nonprofits, but bring it online to make it a lot more efficient and basically easier and faster for each side to really reach their goals. So basically, for the nonprofits, it is very familiar to the applications that they fill out for individual companies. So we really, by providing the companies on one place, we don't need to market to them quite so much. They're already searching for charitable companies. We really do spend more of our time enlightening the businesses, many of which, surprisingly, have those challenges of wanting to fulfill all of these requests that they're receiving for donated goods and gift certificates, but don't realize that there is a free or low-cost solution like us that exists to help them. How we get paid is we do offer a freemium option to both the businesses and the charities. So that basically means that we have ways to use our system for free, which fulfill most basic needs, but also offer more advanced features as well that they can pay for.
So is your background in the technology part or in the concept and marketing part of this?
No, my background is definitely more in the concept form of this. I'm the one that had the pain. I created my own solution and through talking to others realized that it was really a solution that most companies who are charitable experience as well, and realized that I wasn't just wishing for something that would solve my problem, but it was really a business opportunity to bring to others.
Now, you've had a wide business background. Share a little bit about that with our listeners, just simply to understand, what part of, I don't want to call it corporate America, but what part of entrepreneurship, et cetera, you came out of.
Sure. So interestingly, I don't really believe that I ever worked in corporate America. The largest company I've ever worked for has, about 300 employees. So really, my background started, I would say my most relevant experience started when I became a Curves Fitness Center franchisee in 2000. You know, I had the entrepreneurial bug, and beginning with a franchise was what I thought was the safest way to do it, not having any direct experience myself. And what ended up happening was, I started at a great time when they were just growing, and ended up being able to open up three of their clubs here in San Diego myself. And during that time was also hired by them as a consultant to mentor other franchisee owners as they were opening as well. So I saw a lot of the hands-on business operational challenges, but the growth and really a lot of learning from that perspective, as well as what corporate was doing and their perspective on helping their franchisees succeed. That eventually evolved into a marketing position for the countywide co-op, and that was where then I started experiencing the handling of charitable requests. We also participated a lot in causes such as Go Red for Women, and other charities and runs and walks, really related to health and women, obviously. It was very appropriate to our business. And that's when I started to get involved in silent auctions as well. So interestingly, my for-profit business is where I really started to delve into nonprofit and started seeing the unique perspective of how companies
need
not
you.
Just yes, exactly. I was frustrated by how difficult it was to handle requests one at a time and really know that who you were giving to was a great fit and honestly legitimate, sometimes, unfortunately. And on the nonprofit side, all of these great causes, all the way from your children's schools to the San Diego Zoo, the Heart Association, everyone in between has such a hard time really connecting with businesses that really do want to, reach them and really want to help, but don't have an efficient way to do it. So
I guess I'm curious, is there competition for what you do, or what makes you different?
Sure. So the way most companies seem to handle it, from what we can tell and from what I've seen as an auction chair, is they either handle it in-house themselves. There are a few services that will help with the in-kind event donation process within their own charitable platforms, which is great. But there's also silo those donor companies. And really, there's no one that does it the same way we do. So what makes us unique at Donation Match is that we actually create this marketplace where companies not only can efficiently handle the requests that they themselves are receiving, but if the goal is not just to support your own customers, but also grow your business, we give them access to many, many events also in their market that they don't realize are happening and may have the best target audiences for them as well.
Wow.
And in doing so, we become a marketing tool where they can then offer their products to other events that don't even know they exist and grow their customer bases that way.
Fantastic. It just fascinates me. One thing I wound up curious about, now I know a lot of companies give things, not just money. Do you warehouse things, or do you just facilitate the logistical transportation of these things?
Right. So we do not warehouse. In fact, we don't feel like we need to. We don't need to create that extra cost for anybody to have us set that up. We trust that the donor companies, have their own systems for storing their items. Basically, we are a facilitator. So we basically simply pass on the information needed for that transaction to happen. And really, then the best part is that, you know, what I've seen is more and more donations going towards, moving towards gift certificates rather than physical products. So there are many reasons for that. A lot of it is more business driven, simply to drive visitors to stores rather than giving full product and possibly thinking that they may never come into the store again. So, you know, so when you give gift certificates, you actually can open up the possibilities for more business and repeat business and more traffic. And we actually help by creating those gift certificates for the companies as well, similar to the way that Groupon does when you purchase one of their certificates. It's automatically customized to you and generated based on standard information that's given to us by the donor companies. And by doing that, the delivery is actually instantaneous. As soon as a company approves of a donation, the nonprofit contact has the ability to print that out and have it ready for their event. So the turnaround is much faster with us as well. And, you know, of course, everything's trackable online. So it's it creates such a seamless process for some of these donor companies and really takes away some of the barriers of entering this type of charitable marketing themselves.
Wow, it sounds like a huge, huge, you know, thought process, number one. But what do you think the biggest challenge is that you face? Number one, you manage things, but also you have to market your own company in addition to obviously helping other businesses market their business. So
sure.
What do you think your challenge is?
So a lot of my time is, you pretty much hit the nail on the head. A lot of my time is spent trying to solve the challenges of our members, because by solving their challenges, you know, they'll use our system more, they'll talk about it. They get really excited about sharing about their own charitable giving and how our platform helps. So the better job we do for them, the more value we bring, obviously, the more widespread our company, our platform gets used. Myself personally, it's some of basically prioritizing the time spent doing that, as well as looking ahead at what we need to do as a platform in terms of, you know, growing our marketplace, of course. Being a marketplace model, as many people know, is difficult to start because you need people on both sides to make it successful. And so we're always looking at what we can do to organically grow, which is what we've done for the most part, and basically, you know, grow in size, making sure I get done what we need to do, selling, you know, sharing companies, marketing to companies, but ensuring that everything works well in our ecosystem as well. So
you said a word there that I want to go back to. You said members.
Yes.
So are the companies members, or are the nonprofits your members, or both, or how does that divide up?
So we consider them both our members.
Awesome.
We have business members, we have nonprofit members too. And it's really because we're not designed, you know, we don't want to be a place that they come just to fulfill a one-time need. We recognize that companies do, you know, they do this type of charitable giving for many different reasons. And, you know, there's a lot of education around it. The industry is changing, you know, not just business in general, but even in terms of cause marketing and how social involvement is affecting marketing even for companies. And, you know, we intend to serve them long-term and, you know, and provide that kind of education and help that they need to really make themselves successful. And it's the same for the nonprofits. You know, they may come, nonprofits typically come to us because they have a very urgent, time-sensitive need to get prizes for their events, for their auctions and raffles and gift bags, of course. But once they are, once they do join us, they start to realize that, you know, we do have really this desire to help them, not just with that, but, you know, with a lot of other types of marketing, with sharing, you know, with encouraging them, reminding them how to market their causes better, how to market, you know, their own missions. And, you know, and really we try to provide much more than just solving that immediate need. So, you know, we do see repeats, of course, you know, they come back over and over and over again, year after year.
So how many people do you have working with you to make sure all of these people have the service and attention that they need or want, shall I say?
Yes. So we are actually currently a small but mighty team of three.
Wow.
And,
wow.
Yeah. And we've done this pretty much since the beginning, two or three of us. So,
okay.
We're very efficient, I like to say.
You're telling me you know how to prioritize.
And
delegate.
We're very good jugglers, yes.
Yes.
I think we're very dedicated to what we do. All of us really fully believe in this mission. We've all experienced the pains in one way or another of you know, from either the nonprofit perspective or the business side. And, you know, we recognize, we see the trends going where they are, and it's very exciting, I think, to create a new type of solution that others, you know, that hasn't been done before, and seeing it succeed. Honestly, it's very encouraging to get the emails we do, and you know, we're actually in the process of growing our ambassador program as well. So we have a couple ambassadors around the country who have expressed interest, and honestly, you know, a lot of them say, I've been wanting something like this. I've been wishing. I've been even thinking about creating something like this, but you did it first, and we want to join you.
Oh, wow.
And it's, yes, and we love meeting these people, and we're right on the cusp of beginning to bring them on board to join our mission as well. So
great. Well, just in case our listeners would like to be in touch with you, Renee, would you like to share how our listeners can contact you?
Sure. So our website is www.donationmatch.com. And if anyone wants to contact me personally, feel free. My email address is renee@donationmatch.com, spelled R-E-N-E-E. You can also follow us on Twitter at DonationMatch. We're on Facebook as well. And I myself am also on Twitter as Renee Zau, R-E-N-E-E-Z-A-U.
All right. Let's get back right now, I'm curious, is Donation Match, I know you just mentioned some out-of-town people, but initially, are you just, you know, in the San Diego or California area?
No, actually, we are nationwide, so
wow.
All across the U.S. That happened organically on its own, and when we first started, and you know, it's fun to see the great businesses we have all across the country using us. We have an inn in Connecticut. We have amusement parks in New Jersey. We have spas, restaurants, really, you name it. Anything you could want to win in a silent auction. We have them. We have wine. We have vodka. We have house cleaning services, gyms, subscription boxes, all sorts of fun stuff. And
wow,
you know, we have them all around the country. Yes.
That is certainly testament to you and this small group of people that you're working with. So really, excuse me a minute. How do you define success for yourself?
So personally, you know, I just want to make a real difference. Efficiency, for better or worse, is one of my, I guess, lack of efficiency is one of my pet peeves. So, you know, I feel like just for me personally, to get the most out of every day, out of every moment, I feel like, you know, what I can streamline, I will. And the way I define success for myself is how I can also bring that to others, you know, to make a real impact, to be able to do more with the same resources. That's probably what you could call my mission.
Do you participate in any of these, fundraiser, you know, situations? I mean, are you just the outside person that looks in and makes sure that it happens?
Actually, no, I participate myself. I make sure that I'm not just the founder and CEO of the company, but I'm also a customer. So I actually do participate on both sides. I still help manage the marketing, charitable marketing for several companies. I do chair several silent auctions myself every year. So I am knee-deep in the industry. I like seeing the way things are progressing in terms of even auction platforms and solutions that are being built and introduced to make really fundraising and events much more enjoyable for the planners as well as for the attendees. I think there's a lot of opportunity. A lot of frustration still exists, you know, so it's great to see these solutions come up, and I'm the first to try them all, so, which actually makes it a lot of fun to use them myself and be able to suggest them to all of our members who need these kinds of solutions, too.
Well, so if someone wanted to for their nonprofit, be a part of it, What would the steps be for them? What would they have to do?
Sure. So it's as simple as gathering together the same information that you would typically have for most any company to apply for their donations. So make sure that your organization is registered with the IRS. Or inherently, inherently can accept tax deductible donations, such as schools and churches as well. And then make sure you also have a website, and then go on to donationmatch.com, click to join, and basically start your registration process right there. We will walk you through the steps of collecting information about your organization first, and then you and how you are related to the organization, because we do, this is really a bonus to other platforms that our companies really appreciate, is we do ensure that the contacts using us on behalf of organizations are legitimate. And then once you basically get verified by our team, then you're able to post your events in our system and have access to our donation catalog, whose items you can request just by clicking. Kind of like you're online shopping, but you're not paying for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Online shopping, yeah. But not paying for it. Well,
yes.
and the companies on the other side basically do the same.
Yes, exactly.
They can go on and look to see what fits for them.
Exactly. So for companies, it's very similar to filling out one of those donation forms that nonprofits will send you when they're asking for your donations. It's a registration process where we do collect your company information. Also, we want to know for your benefit if you have any social media presence and how you want to be marketed by the nonprofits if they can do that kind of promotion. And then we collect information about what you are able to offer, whether it's a gift certificate, whether it's a physical product. You know, we need to know what you are willing to give, but not necessarily going to give it to everybody. We just need to know, you know, if a nonprofit were to ask for a prize from you, what would you give to them? By taking that and finding out if you really want this available for requests by anyone in our system, or if you have a specific demographic that you're really targeted towards, we can take that too and basically add you to our database and enable them to then browse for events and essentially target markets in our system.
Well, it certainly sounds like it's easy on both sides. I just think this concept is so needed. I mean, we see more and more events going on, you know, for the nonprofits. Everybody, you know, everybody out there is needing it. I mean, we're doing a vet program right now through one of the bigger veteran organizations, and there's always those needs. And so I think this is a fabulous thing that I was totally unaware of, and I really appreciate what you have put out there. And just really quickly, where does it go from here, Renee?
So
for you.
I was going to mention, we as the company have a goal to basically have 1,000 business members by the year 2020. And, you know, in doing so as a company, our goal is for these, you know, event organizers like yourself to be able to come into our system and essentially fill maybe 80% of your auctions or your events donation needs within one session. And, you know, personally, you know, I'm really enjoying where we are right now, where I am in building this company. I love the like-minded people that it attracts to us, to me. And I think, you know, we are a for-profit social enterprise. You know, we do need to support ourselves. And I am very much interested in getting more involved in the social enterprise industry, I guess you could call it, and seeing where that goes, because I feel like this merging of business and social good is just getting more, it's increasing. And I think it's not just a trend. I feel like it may be the norm in the future, and you know, I would like to play a part in seeing that happen.
I certainly want to thank you, Renee, for being our leading lady today. It's the end of our show, with a special thanks for our listeners. We'll be back again next Monday with Women Leading the Way Radio, because we're here every Monday morning at 9 a.m. I'm Barbara Eldridge, the host of Trendsetting Women. Thank you for listening, and do make it a million-dollar day, because you have the power to do it. We'll talk to you next time. Bye now.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.